Our next guest is the Federal MP for the Western Sydney seat of Fowler. Di Lee, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good. So why is last night's stabbing in that church, why is it now being treated as a terror attack?
I don't know why. I mean, that's the police decision and that's the police commissioner's decision to make that declaration. My concern is that I want to ensure that my community still feels safe. And you know, we are in a residential area. And so my issue is around whether or not that declaration will ensure that our communities continue to feel safe. And it is very concerning for us. Obviously, did this come off the back of the killings of those innocent lives in Bondi? And people are on edge at the moment here in our community. So, and last night just, I suppose, you know, escalated the whole feeling
There are some reports that the teenaged alleged attacker was yelling Allahu Akbar as he committed the stabbing. Have you heard about that?
No, I have not heard about that.
Okay, what about the reaction afterwards? I mean, we've had a couple of calls from people who said they knew someone and they, you know, people came out of their houses nearby and a near riot ensued. Is that a fair description of what happened afterwards?
Look, there was a huge crowd afterwards and it looked, you know, people were obviously, a lot of the people were concerned and they are, a great, you know, the bishop has a big following here, the Assyrian Australian community. He's one of the Assyrian Australian churches here. And I think that the social media being sent of him being attacked obviously got people coming out. And obviously, as a result of that, police were hurt in doing their duty. So I understand that we as a community have to really let the police do their job. We need to ensure that the police are, you know, given the opportunity to do their job, and they were just doing their job last night, and they shouldn't have been attacked. And I, you know, apologise that the police were attacked in doing their job.
Well, we had several. We've had several police attacks. Some have suffered wounds, and according to the Daily Telegraph newspaper, 45 police vehicles were seriously vandalised.
Yeah, I know. And look, I think it's an emotional night last night. People were not, you know, people were on the edge already. And so I think there's information being sent that really triggered that whole emotional response to last night's incident.
Do you agree that our society appears to be unravelling a bit at the moment? I mean, the outrage about the stabbing in the Bondi Junction on Saturday. We had protests here in Melbourne yesterday where they were turning off traffic lights, like at multiple locations. The stabbing in your electorate last night. Do people just seem to be on edge?
I think we have been following what's happened in Bondi, and that was a real shock. Six innocent lives have been killed. So I can imagine, I mean, I think you're calling from Melbourne. I can imagine only that you must appreciate the feeling of people on the edge. And so that's probably what's happening, that people were just reacting, thinking that it's, you know, this is happening. But I'm trying to come to terms in grip with what happened last night.
Yeah.
Our community are in shock. I know that the Church of the Good Shepherd has sent out a statement calling for calm and peace. And they have also, beautiful, this is what the Bishop Marmari would do, and they've said this, that he called for forgiveness of the perpetrator. So let the police do their job, and I hope by declaring this act that they get the resources they need to investigate as quickly and finalise and get to the bottom of this as quickly as possible.
Finding from a broader perspective, I mean, your story I find is a fascinating one. You're a former refugee, you're now a federal MP, you're a genuine independent in the parliament, you don't represent any particular party. But it seems like different groups from different cultural backgrounds are at each other at the moment. What would you say to those different groups? Muslim versus Jew, last night stabbing, targeting members of a certain Christian community. What would you say as a former refugee to all these different groups who don't seem to be able to get along at the moment?
Can I say that we live in one of the most multicultural and multi-faith communities in the country. And as a former refugee, and I have said this often to many of the gatherings that I attended, because the majority of us have settled here in the Fowler electorate, which covers Seaford City Council and Liverpool City Council, we have escaped war-torn regimes, and we left those countries for the fact that of the tyrannical regime and the wars and the destruction. And we have called Australia home and we've come here for peace. So I know that my community, we are very resilient. It's a very resilient community. We understand more than anybody the consequences of living in a violent and being part of a violent society. That's why we left, we escaped those regimes. We came here because Australia has provided us with a safe haven. And I know for sure that my community respect that, appreciate that, and embrace that. And I know that my community will not destroy that. And so I know that they will want the police to get to the bottom of this as soon as possible so that we can continue to go on and live side by side in harmony and cohesively, because that's who we are. Because that's why we left those countries, because that's what Australia is about. Australia is so, that is why we call Australia home. You know, we are one, but we are many. And I know, and I hope to God, and I pray to God, that we will continue to maintain and respect Australia and what it has given us and what it has provided for us. And through this, we will get through this.
Well said. Dai Lee, thank you for your time. Dai Lee is the Federal MP for the Western Sydney seat of Fowler. Unfortunately, it was in her electorate that last night's stabbing attack and then riot afterwards occurred.